who do you trust more at home? The Steelers inviting the Jags, a little rematch action, or those Vikings who nobody's been talking about, and we're hearing a lot about it on Twitter.
I'll go with the Steelers because I think about what would be more surprising talking about Monday morning, that the Saints went in to beat the Vikings or that the Jaguars with Bortles et al. Went into Heinz Field and beat the Steelers. So I trust the Steelers more. I also think they're the most talented team in the entire NFL. So I'll go Pittsburgh.
Now, I understand it was different teams who came into those buildings. Yeah. But this is a rematch in the same exact situation in both places. So I saw the Jaguars in the regular season go in and give the Steelers that business. I also saw the Saints come up to Minnesota and get beaten on Monday night. So I'm going to say the Vikings in the dome with that home crowd, which they had a home playoff game against the Seahawks a few years ago that I went to, but it was outdoors at that college stadium. It wasn't the Metrodome. This place, I've been in this place enough times to tell you, it is going to be impossible for Drew Brees to hear a thing. The Saints, young players have never played in a situation like this and in a building like this. I'm going with the Vikings at home as a better advantage than the Steelers, just because I know that Jaguars defense is going
to
show up.
Yeah, that was at the University of Minnesota. Shout out to the Golden Gophers for the hospitality. I'm going with the Vikings as well, because at home they've embraced something defensively that is the best in the NFL, and that's teams are averaging just 12.5 points. So if you can hold teams to 12.5 points in the postseason, where most of these teams are flying around scoring 20 or 30 points, I'm going with the Vikings on this.
I trust them both equally. Both 7-1 at home this season.